Lifebook listeners, this is Jordan River, and it is January, so I am here today for an episode all about health and fitness. And joining me today is our featured category expert and Lifebook member, Jason Moore. How are you today?
And I'm great, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it, and I know the Lifebook members appreciate it. And let's just get down to business. Just start. Got some questions for you, man.
Let's do it.
All right. Can you give me and our Lifebook listeners some background on who you are and exactly what you do?
Yeah, well, I'm Jason Moore, and who I am, I think I could probably say I like to define myself as a man, a husband, a father, an entrepreneur, transformational coach, breakthrough facilitator, adventure guide, traveler, seeker. You know, it's kind of, you know, how I answer that question, but you know, your labels never really define you.
Sure. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm up to in my life. And I live in the Florida Keys with my family. I have two sons, an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old, and my wife, Nandi. And we have been Lifebook members, gosh, I don't know, I guess it would have been 2010-ish, 2010 or 2011 when we first went through Lifebook. And when John and Missy brought us in to coach them on alkalizing nutritional science and come into the home and kind of help them make some adjustments in their diet and things. I've been a health coach for almost 20 years, health and fitness coach for almost 20 years now, mostly focused on nutrition and biochemistry, alkalizing nutritional science. And here as of late, as I've gotten more into performance and endurance sports and things, I've added in some ketogenic principles and things like that. So I'm super passionate about just helping people, families especially, moms and dads and their kids, to really take control of their health, fitness, and vitality, because I believe we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, and if we don't get the physical part kind of handled and out of the way, we can't really experience our best and highest self in life or in any other area. So that's what I'm up to.
Yeah, that's category one, man. And something has gone terribly wrong. I mean, there was a reason for it. You know, not having enough food, and now this food surplus. But now our families are eating this surplus food that's not even real food. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Something's gone wrong down the road, and it's just strange that the food we're eating now is oftentimes not even really food.
Yeah, and most people don't even realize that what they're eating is not real food. Although I think the critical mass is starting to get it. But everything is starting to tip. You know, 20 years ago, if I walked into an airport with a green drink, everybody thought I was crazy. They looked at me with the googly eyes and they were like, you know, what is that swamp water you're drinking? And now everybody knows, pretty much everybody knows what a green drink is. They've seen one somewhere. Nowadays, you've got health and fitness gurus, you know, fitness gurus that normally wouldn't be anywhere near a green smoothie or anything like that, that are recommending green drinks and green smoothies and more whole food. So it seems like the worlds are beginning to kind of come together and find a balance in the middle of the road. If you're somebody that cares about your health and fitness, then you're looking into making a difference. I think you can find your way a lot better now than ever before.
I agree with that. I think it's also becoming more mainstream, more cool. Like, I mean, obviously, when you start eating right, you realize it. But I believe you're right. The critical mass is shifting. It's becoming more of a popular thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when did you know or find out that you wanted to dedicate your life to health and nutrition? Were you always interested from as long as you can remember, or was there a turning point where you said, this is really cool?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question. No, I did not grow up a healthy kid. I grew up probably a fit kid for sure. I started competitive waters. My dad sold one of the very first Mastercrafts ever, and he was like a national sales manager for Mastercraft ski boats. So I grew up in the water skiing world, show skiing and three event water skiing, and was competing in tournaments from a very early age. So I was active as a kid, but I was not very healthy. I started smoking cigarettes when I was 8 years old. Which is crazy to think about. I have an 8-year-old son now, and I look at him and I think to myself, oh my gosh, at his age, the things I was doing, and I'm just freaked out by it, you know. And then I got into to drugs at an early age, 9 or 10 years old. I got into experimenting with marijuana, and then later in my teens, the heavier stuff. I grew up in a small, tiny town in western Kentucky, 18 miles from Possum Trot on Kentucky Lake. And, you know, it's a country town. If we ate vegetables, it was deep fried. It had cheese on it. It was like, you know, and so I drank gallons and gallons of milk. I, you know, my family just didn't focus on nutrition, or if they did, it wasn't the kind of nutrition we would think of today when you even think of the word nutrition. So I kind of grew up with not very good health principles around my diet anyway, and then getting into all of those habits really led me down a bad pathway. So I got more heavily involved in drugs and things like that later on, and got less active as I moved into my later teen years. And by the time I hit my late teens and early 20s, I was having massive amounts of anxiety, depression, and other kinds of emotional issues. I have no idea why. Yeah. And seeking out answers, I went to medical science first. And of course, I got put on antidepressants, and I got put on all kinds of meds and different things. And they seemed to, only make things worse and cause other kinds of symptoms and stuff like that. And at one point, I ended up developing in my early 20s a addiction to Valium. I was taking about 120 milligrams of diazepam every day, chasing it with Crown Royal and 7-Up, and I was mixing it with other recreational drugs. And I seemed to be doing just about everything I could do to destroy myself. And then I got some very powerful leverage for change in the form of some jail time.
Yeah, that works for a lot of people.
It does work, yeah. I sat in there, and as my head began to clear, at first I was blaming everybody in the world, right? It was my mom and dad's fault and my circumstances and my environment and my girlfriend and everybody else. But as I sat there, I started to remember, I happened to have read a book by Tony Robbins years before that, on a trip with my dad, a road trip where I was bored, and I read some of Unlimited Power, and some of the stuff that I read in that book started to creep back in that moment. And I remembered that, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm the one that chose to be here, to put that stuff in my body, to spend time with those people. And the only person that can turn this around is me by making new choices. So when I came out of that situation, and it wasn't a long, long time, but it was just long enough for me to want to do something about it and to realize that if I stayed on the path I wasn't going to last long. So when I came out, I decided to take a different approach and to go the personal development route. I didn't trust the idea of a 12-step program, and not to knock them because I know they're super great for a lot of people. I prefer 12-step programs more that are like Lifebook.
Right.
That the idea of standing in front of a room full of people and saying I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict and that's who I will always be, and then living into a future that looks like that in fear, always waiting for something to jump on me around any corner and like put me back in that hell, did not seem powerful to me.
I
was like, I used to be that, but I'm not that anymore, and I'm not going to recreate that in my future. So I went to, I asked for an investment from my family to send me to Tony Robbins seminars, because that seemed to be the best place to start. And my mom generously funded me to go through Unleash the Power Within and Master University and all that. And at one of those first events, I had my blood analyzed, and I learned about alkalizing nutritional science for the first time, and I was mesmerized by it. I ended up spending most of my time in the blood room watching people get their blood done. And Sage Robbins, Bonnie Robbins now, who's married to Tony, was one of the first people ever did a blood analysis on me. And I hung out in the room with her and Mary Beth Middleman, and was just so fascinated I couldn't stop. And they invited me. They said, listen, we have a lot of people here to do it. You could come back and do this. You should go and get certified. And that's kind of where my story began as far as being a health coach. I went and got trained to do the live blood cell analysis, went back to work for Tony and his platinum partnership as an independent contractor doing blood analysis at events. And then it just grew from there into health coaching. But, let me take a step back. I went to that first event after the jail time, and what I learned just made so much sense that I knew I had to make a change. So I went home and I quit everything cold turkey, Jordan. I stopped taking all of the medications, stopped smoking cigarettes, I stopped drinking alcohol, stopped eating meat, dairy, starch. Like, I went totally to the other extreme, started drinking like 8 green drinks a day, green juicing, green smoothies, taking a whole bunch of supplements. I'm a bit of an extremist, as you can tell.
seems to be that.
And yeah, I used to have a lot of really far swings back before I found the balance. And as you can imagine, I started detoxing really heavily. So for about 3 weeks, I went through this really hardcore detox. I had swollen lymph nodes the size of golf balls, red splotchy rashes, nosebleeds, hallucinations, night sweats, muscle aches and pains. I was a mess. And my mom and I thought, man, this stuff doesn't seem to be making you better. It seems to be making you worse. So for a short period of time, I had a lot of doubt about it, because I had gone to such an extreme. I put myself in a healing crisis, and I didn't know what was going on because I didn't have a coach or anybody like to guide me like I am now for people. So I was trying to figure it out on my own, and I went back to see a doctor who did a series of tests on me, and they found my red cell count was low, my white cell count was high, my cholesterol minerals were out of balance, my liver enzymes were off the charts. And when they compared that to my symptoms, night sweats, swollen lymph nodes, things like that, they of course thought that there was a significant diagnosis there. So they came in and they gave me a list of diseases as if they were handing me a spa menu. And the first two things he said was, you could have HIV or cancer. And I was like, what? Like, you're going to start with that? And I said, wait a minute, doctor, listen, I've been taught that my body has to take out the trash through my skin, lungs, bowels, and kidneys. And I've just made a major lifestyle change. And it seems to me that that might be congruent with this detoxing phenomenon that I've been learning about. And the doctor said, no, it's not that. You're really sick. We need to get you on more meds to treat the symptoms, and we need to do more testing to figure out what the real problem is. And I said, wait, you want to medicate me, but you don't even know what the problem is? And I said, thank you for your, and I thanked them for their opinion. I went home and I meditated about it, thought about it, and I called the research center of the scientist who I was learning about this from and who Tony learned it from. And I, when I contacted his office, the person there said, listen, for years you've been throwing all this toxicity into your body, and your body's been trying to survive by throwing the toxins out of your bloodstream into your tissues to protect the integrity of the blood. Now you're putting all of this healthy, highly concentrated, nutrient-dense food and supplements and stuff into your body, and it's using it to pull all that stuff back out of the tissues into the bloodstream to be carried out by the lymphatic system and the filter organs. So if you hadn't cleaned your house in 20 years and you go home with a clean crew, dust is going to get stirred up, critters are going to come running out from under things, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. The pathway you're on is normal. You just went at it too hard and too fast.
That's what now, I was going to say just then. Maybe it was a little too much of a shock.
Totally. Yeah, I just went from one extreme to the other rather than taking it slow. And so I went that whole 3 weeks. At the end of the third week, I went to bed one night feeling awful, and I slept better that night than I ever remember sleeping in my life. When I woke up the next morning, it was like somebody waved a magic wand over my bed, and I literally woke up and felt amazing, and I went out and ran for 2 hours nonstop. And from that point on, everybody in my life who had seen where I had been and saw where I was now had said, they showed up and they said, wow, what did you do? Will it work for me? And suddenly I was calling, you know, this research center every day. What do I do for this person? How do I help with this condition? What do I do for that? And then that combined with my experience with Tony Robbins just was like it showed up as a calling in my life.
Wow, that's awesome, man. What a great story. We should probably digress back to the path. I love tangents. Yeah. That's what the life bookers love. But let's try to swing it back a little bit to diet. Now, do you feel that there's one ideal diet, more or less, for the human body? Or do you think it's really about customization, personal customization for each individual body?
You know, Jordan, I think it's both. I think the body is alkaline by design and acidic by function. And if you don't understand the alkaline design of the body, then you can drive yourself crazy chasing fad diets and never getting the results you're looking for, at least not long term, and may end up doing more damage long term than you intended to. So your body's alkaline by design, meaning it's always trying to create and maintain a slightly alkaline pH, especially in the blood, at around 7.365. And if it moves just a couple of points, you're sick, tired, and dead. And so it's always doing everything it can to maintain that. It'll use minerals from the bones to buffer acidity, fat cells to store acidity away from vital organ areas, cholesterol, iron, hormones, all kinds of different things, hormones which are fat-based. It'll use all kinds of stuff to regulate and buffer toxicity in the system to maintain the alkaline design. At the same time, everything that your body does produces acidity as an exhaust or as a waste. When you eat, you get hydrochloric acid. When you use your muscles, you get lactic acid. When you breathe, you get carbon dioxide. So it's always producing its own toxins, just like a car or a combustion engine produces an exhaust. And at the same time, when you combine on top of that all of the acidic and toxic shit that we typically put in our body day to day, on top of the fact that we're exposed to it in our environment, if the body never has an opportunity to eliminate that acidic waste, it builds up in the system and it shifts the chemistry. Then the body goes into an emergency state where it starts heavily robbing Peter to pay Paul and breaking down organ systems and tissues and things in order to try to survive. And so if you don't understand that the body is alkaline by design, then you don't know that the majority of your diet needs to be alkalizing in nature. It needs to be mostly focused on plant-based foods, green foods, because red blood cells are born out of green foods. If you look at chlorophyll and hemoglobin side by side, they're molecularly almost identical. And what that means to us is that you know, chlorophyll is the building block of blood. You want to give yourself a powerful blood transfusion nutritionally, consume a lot of green juice and green vegetables. And so you want the majority of your diet to be low starch greens, healthy fat, alkaline minerals, and, you know, plant-based proteins, as well as clean, you know, better source, you know, animal proteins if you're going to eat that kind of stuff. But the majority of your diet has to be plant-based, and you have to be super hydrating. There's principles you need to practice in order to maintain the alkaline design. So I think foundationally, everybody's body is alkaline by design and acidic by function. And then on top of that, you've got metabolism and you've got different things that vary from person to person. And then that's where some of the customization starts to come in. For example, I noticed that if I eat a totally vegan, vegetarian raw food diet, which I did for years, my body feels great, but my nervous system is totally whacked out. And I think your dad, I think John has a similar kind of experience as me too. And it's like he goes, you experience like my body is, I can lose weight and I can feel good and maintain a comfortable weight. But then if I go over to consuming, too much animal protein and go all that route and I don't eat enough plant-based foods, then my nervous system feels good, but my body's out of whack and I start to gain weight and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out a way to kind of balance alkalizing nutritional science with things like ketogenic nutrition and other things. And so I figured out what that balance is for me. So I think you start with the design of the body and how it functions. We know when the human body is born, it is, you know, think about a fetus is when your fetus is about 9 weeks old, it's about 90% water. When you're born 70 to 80% water. And when you grow into adulthood, you become 50 to 60% water, depending on 50 to 70% water, about depending on how much you hydrate. Rigor mortis after you're dead is a 100% dehydrated and acidic condition. So we say the process of aging and disease is nothing but a process of dehydration and over-acidification over time. Wow. So if you understand that, you know, and when the body becomes over-acidic, it returns back to from whence it came. That's a trigger for all bacteria, all the decomposers, bacteria, fungus, mold, to proliferate in the body and return it back to dust. And so when you understand that's the design of the body and you start there, then you can add customization on top of that and really laser point it in.
Right. Well, what are you eating right now? What does your diet look like?
Great question. I wake up in the morning and I start off first. I have I love mason jars. So I have a 32-ounce mason jar that I put alkaline water in. I have a Kangen water water system, ST501 by Enagic. So I use that to make my own alkaline water at home. I add a half of a fresh lemon to it, and I add a little bit of either Himalayan or Redmond real salt. And I drink that down first thing after I've brushed my teeth and stuff like that, because I don't want to recirculate bacteria and stuff from the night before. I'll have that first thing in the morning. And then after I have that, I start making my morning drink. And I will either have a fat black coffee, like a bulletproof style coffee, or I will have a fat green tea, which is the yerba mate tea version of the same thing that was popularized by Tim Ferriss, you know. So I'll make that after I have that first water. And then I'll kind of do my morning meditation stuff. Then I have a second water the same way with lemon and salt. And then between that point and 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I alternate between alkaline water with lemon and salt and fat black tea or fat black coffee, depending on how active I am for the day. I'm currently training for my first Ironman. So if I have a heavy workout, if I'm going to be riding my bike for 3 hours or I've got a long swim or something, I'll do coffee. And if I'm less active, I'll do the tea. And then around 1 or 2 o'clock, I break my fast with a green smoothie, a no sugar green smoothie. It always has a base of avocado, rotated leafy greens. So I'm always getting different greens in, fresh almond or hemp milk, hemp protein powder. I like Manitoba Harvest, Hemp Pro 70, coconut oil. Sometimes I'll throw some maca powder in there and a whole peeled lemon. I don't put any sugar or anything like that in it at all. It's more of a savory smoothie. Yeah. And I'll add some essential oils to it, frankincense, cinnamon, different things like that to promote digestion, healing. And then I kind of, from that point on, I have a breakfast, lunch, like dinner meal. So that'll be my breakfast is my smoothie. And then for my lunch meal, I will either have another 32-ounce smoothie, or I will have some meal that is approximately 70% greens, jeez, 20% fat, 10% protein.
So you got to really work at this, don't you? Like, I have a hard enough time already, like, keeping my brain working throughout the day, eating my meat fat diet, you know what,
yeah,
I mean? If I tried to, I'd have to be eating all day, and that's what it seems like you're kind of doing.
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, I eat much less than I ever have. Never been easier. I mean, I'm not eating anything other than I'm hydrating with alkaline water, and I'm drinking coffee and tea up until my fasting period ends. Then I'm having a smoothie. Then I'm having a simple lunch of greens and fats and proteins, and then I'm having a simple dinner that's 70 to 80% greens with 4 or 5 days a week. It's got a grass-fed protein like beef or wild game, and then two or three days a week, it's a simple low glycemic carb like a yam or a sweet potato or something like that. It's actually never ever been simpler, and I actually eat much less than I ever ate before, and I eat less often than I ever did before. Used to, I would teach to eat 6 meals or more a day. Used to, I would teach people to make all this complicated raw food and all this stuff, and it works. And if you've got cancer, if you've got a significant degenerative condition, you may need to go more of a alkalizing raw food cleansing type route, eat more often for healing. But you're in a different scenario if you're eating for performance. So now I eat way less and way less often in a much simpler, much easier way than I ever have before.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Well, you mentioned alkaline water a couple times. Can you elaborate on that? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, alkaline water is water that is full of electrons, which are antioxidants. It's alkaline in pH, meaning it's typically 9.0 or 9.5 in pH. And so your body has, like I said before, regulates a regular pH just like it regulates temperature, and you want it to be slightly alkaline and help it to eliminate acidity. So alkaline water is one of the highest leverage and easiest ways to do that. So it's a slightly alkaline. You can start with distilled or reverse osmosis or a good quality spring water, and then you can structure it with, like I said, a half of a lemon or some salt or something, and you can alkalize the water that way. But the most effective way to do it is with an alkalizing machine, where actually water goes through the machine, it passes over two plates with electricity running through them, and the water is actually separated into H positive and OH negative. So acid water comes out of one hose, alkaline water comes out of another. And it had that way, it's saturated with electrons, it's microclustered, so most water molecules are about 20 per cluster, and so they're heavy. If you get that sense, whenever you drink water, it feels heavy and bloating. When you drink alkaline water, it's very hydrating. You can drink a lot more of it, and it assimilates much more quickly. And it's got a very, very high antioxidant potential, so it'll break down acidity and reduce oxidative stress. It's probably one of the most highest leverage health strategies I've ever taken on or taught, for sure.
Wow.
Because it has the most far-reaching benefits. It makes food more effective, supplements more effective, and over time it just has the greatest, I think, overall net effect on your health. Because water, you know, hydration is your second most important thing beyond breathing, right? Because your body's mostly water. So it's critical that you get that piece handled before you do anything else.
I live in the Chicago suburbs, and our tap water tastes real funny.
Yeah.
What's in that tap water? Why does my tap water taste so funny? You say water's so important, right?
Yeah. Well, tap water is not a good solution because municipal water treatment plants only test for about 700 or so known toxins, and they don't have any systems in place for reducing the amount of chemical medications and things like that. You think about how many thousands, probably millions of people are flushing things like anticonvulsants and antibiotics and all kinds of stuff down the toilet that make their way back recirculated in the municipal water system. Plus, you've got the mandate that the water has to be alkaline, so the municipal water systems use lye in order to make the water alkaline. They add it's an F word for dentistry.
Fluoride.
Thank you. The word escaped me. Fluoride. They add fluoride to it. They add all this additional stuff to the water. In addition to that, you've got, you know, all kinds of different things could be in there, from cryptosporidium bacteria to sediments, like into asbestos, all kinds of junk. So tap water typically is not good. And then, you know, you've got all the chlorine too. So just the chlorine alone, if you were to take a 30-minute shower in hot chlorinated water, your body's going to absorb 100 times more chlorine in that shower than it would if you drank, you know, if you drank it in water, you know. So you got to be aware of that stuff. So as a consumer, it's on you to be responsible for taking care of your water on your end. And, you know, in addition to the alkaline water system, what we have on our house and what we had on our RV is a three-stage purification system. I don't like reverse osmosis and distilled because that produces dead water. It takes not only all the toxins out, but also all of the soluble minerals that your body needs for life. So what's better is a you know, like a polypropylene pre-filter, like a sediment, really good quality sediment filter, followed by KDF, which stands for kinetic degradation fluxion. It's a medium of copper and some other like metals in a powder form. And when the water flows through it, it's an ionic exchange. So it strips the acidity and the toxins off the water, leaves behind electrons and leaves the soluble minerals intact. And then at the last stage, it'll go through coconut carbon shell filter and a ceramic or something, just to get rid of any other bacteria and other things. And then what that produces is water that's 99.9% pure, but still has the minerals intact. And then that water goes through our alkalizing system, and then the alkalizing system charges the minerals with alkalinity. So then we end up with pure water, not just in our drinking, but in our bathing, our cooking, and everything. And as consumers, we're all going to have to be more and more responsible for that moving forward. You have things like fracking and stuff like that going on in this country, where a lot of that, you know, a lot of that stuff's making its way into our groundwater and industrial runoff and all kinds of other stuff we have to be responsible for.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, are you familiar with chloramine?
Chloramine.
It's a more stable version of chlorine, because apparently it's, you know, hard enough to take the chlorine out of your water. But now they're using this very stable, you know, antibacterial chloramine, and you kind of can't separate it from the water. It's kind of disturbing. You can Google and find in your city if they use chloramine or not. But yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh, that's a good tip.
It's very.
I haven't, and it's very disturbing. They keep finding better and better. Whoever they are, they keep finding better and better ways to poison us and keep us from protecting ourselves.
Seriously,
it could be
it's
a conspiracy
crazy.
Theorist. Yeah, and you know, at the same time, I have to step back though, Jordan, because here's the other thing. You know, we're talking about a lot of ideas here and a lot of systems and things that can help you, but at the same time, we can't live in a damn bubble. You know, I'm not interested in limiting my life and locking myself in the house and protecting my kids that way. I believe that you make more energy deposits than withdrawals, and you set your body up to be able to protect and defend itself from the withdrawals and from the assaults that are there. We don't wake up in the morning and worry about little bugs or bird flus or
no
crap like that.
No Purell all over your house, none of the...
Yeah, we don't do any of that stuff. You know, we drink good quality water, we eat whole, clean food most of the time, as often as possible. And I still like junk food and stuff part-time. And as long as you know, I kind of look at like managing a bank account. You know, if you're making more deposits than withdrawals in your bank account, you end up with a surplus. And if you're making wise investments that have good returns, well, then you end up with more money that you can spend on fun stuff. And if you look at that in terms of energy, the better you are investing in your body and making deposits in your body, the more fun you can have on date night and the more fun you can have when you're on vacation and stuff, and you don't have to worry about blowing yourself up and sabotaging your results. So I'm not suggesting that people go completely to the extreme and freak out on conspiracy theories and stuff like that, but you do want to be totally aware that there's stuff like that going on out there. I mean, I live down here in the Florida Keys, and they're constantly spraying chemicals in the air to control mosquitoes. And our bodies, when we first got down here, had to adjust to that, because now we're breathing those chemicals in. We choose to live in this beautiful tropical place. There's nothing we can do about that. So what do? We do our best at home. We allow our bodies to adjust to it, and then we focus on helping our bodies clean it out.
Wow. Well, it's interesting you brought up that point about eating junk food every once in a while. I'm going to jump ahead here, because people try to balance health and fitness and quality of life, right? You want to have a good time, but you don't want to get fat. So,
right.
So let me put it this way. When you go to Let Loose and have your quality of life, are you still kind of going for the low-fat this, or maybe I'll drink this liquor because it's distilled and not this one? Or do you just let loose and let that be your free time and then go back to your very healthy lifestyle?
You know, I do both depending on what kind of mood I'm in. You know, obviously kind of given that you and the listeners here know my background, you can kind of get a sense that I'm somebody that kind of lives for experience, right? And so if my experience feels too limited, I will rebel. I'll even rebel against myself, you know. So I'm always having to kind of trick my nervous system and my unconscious mind to remain successful, right? So sometimes I just go completely off the reservation. I have at least one cheat night a week where my wife and I go out on date night and we don't worry about it too much. There's great Cuban food down here in the Keys, and there's all kinds of great food here. If I'm on vacation, if I'm in a place like Thailand or South Africa or, you know, where my wife's from or anywhere else, I like to experience the food and the drinks and the things that are there in the culture because I want to experience what it's like to be there. And I don't worry about it. If I go to Italy, I went to Venice once, and I noticed everybody in Venice on their way to work was stopping in these little cafes in early in the morning, and they were drinking red wine on the way to work, you know? I thought, well, when in Venice, I know the saying goes when in Rome, but I thought when in Venice, so I drank a ton of red wine, and I ate a ton of other stuff that I didn't normally eat, and then I cleaned house when I got home. So, you know, I have at least one night a week that I cheat and I enjoy myself. Sometimes if it's available, I will make wise choices. Like if there's grass-fed meat available, I will order that. I will try to have a salad with my meal or whatever. And then sometimes I just let it rip. I love Reese's cups. I mean, I will crawl through 10,000 miles of broken glass on my hands and knees to eat a Reese's.
Yikes.
That stuff's good.
That sounds good, right?
So there's some stuff like that that I will do. I don't drink alcohol anymore currently. I mean, I stopped when I started training for my Ironman. I decided to stop drinking. I started last January, and even before that, I was only drinking every once in a while. And I just decided at that point, my wife and I actually went out one night, and we met at a bar, and we pretended we didn't know one another. And John and Missy would love this, I'm sure. And we started like buying each other drinks and trying to pick each other up. And then the whole bar got involved, and the bartender was buying us shots. And we ended up so drunk. And the next day, I had a 2,500 meter swim in the open ocean. And it was one of my first because it was early in training, and I almost drowned. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to complete this training and accomplish this goal if I keep drinking at all. Because for me, even a little bit, even if I drink a couple glasses of wine, I can feel it for 2 or 3 days. That's how my nervous system is.
Right.
So I just decided to stop at least until I'm done with the training. So I don't do any of that kind of stuff, you know, like I will have cheats other places. But I think if you can make good choices, if you can make a better choice of alcohol, like clear liquor instead of the other kind, you're better off. If you can make a better choice of meat, if it's available, make the choice and have the fun. If it's not available, then if it's not available and you're worried about blowing yourself up by eating it, then you're doing something wrong in the majority of the time. You know what I mean?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. You mentioned travel, so I got a good question for you here, because lots of Lifebook members like to travel. I travel all the time doing these podcasts. So I'm in O'Hare, you know, waiting to take off, and I got to grab something from the little market, and I have the choice of the fake turkey wrap with the mystery sauce, and that ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or I got the chicken Caesar salad that's all condensated. And you pop it open, and the croutons are always soggy. I don't know how they haven't mastered that technology yet, but I don't know how I can avoid that soggy salad. If you're going on the road, how do you eat mindfully? Do you just prepare? Do you pack a crap load?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. I both, actually. So I have, and I've been more or less extreme at different times in my life, and I think it depends on my goals at the moment, right? But we typically always travel with a cooler that has some snacks in it. We like to travel with a bit of almond butter, celery sticks, and those kinds of type things, snacky stuff, nuts and seeds, those kinds of things. So we always try to have some kind of snack available. But what's really amazing, and I just was thinking about this the other day, I don't remember which airport I was sitting in. It might have been in Orlando or Miami. But what I'm noticing now, and I think this speaks to what we were saying earlier, how the critical mass is starting we're starting to reach critical mass with the majority of people getting this. I look around the store, and on the shelf, there are kale chips, like bagged kale chips. There's like all kinds of choices, coconut chips, things available that would have never, people didn't even know what that was. It was just weird hippie food before.
That's
and now it's available in airport, you know, convenience stores and stuff. So I think it's a lot more available now. You know, I love, there's this book called The Warrior Diet. I forget the author, but he has something he talks about, and I really like it. He says that modern health nuts are the actual new hunter and gatherers. He says because, you know, a hunter had to go out and, like, find the animal and, like, stalk its prey and kill it and bring it home and skin it and do all that kind of stuff. Well, the modern health nut has to look around. They might have to go to two or three different stores in a day to find the different ingredients that they need. They might have to do a little legwork of walking to the other terminal to find the whatever, you know. So sure, there's an aspect of that kind of hunter-gatherer that's in the modern kind of health nut. So I think, it, you know, when you're traveling, you just have to do that. When I land in a location, before we get there, I always try to find out where the closest Whole Foods or natural food store is. On our way to the hotel or wherever we're going, we always make a stop in and make sure we have a refrigerator, if not a kitchenette, in our room. We typically always travel with at least a Nutribullet and some basic things so we can make smoothies and our bulletproof coffee or bulletproof tea and things like that. And so we stock our hotel rooms with resources. We often take our alkaline water system with us. It's got a little travel case that's carry-on size. You know, so we take resources with us as much as possible and whenever it works to do that. And then kind of like I said about our weekly cheat, whenever we don't do that, we just make the best choice that's available. If I go into a restaurant and I'm being more strict, I will look at the menu and I will look to see if they don't have any sides of spinach or any good salads or whatever. I might see if they have spinach or avocado as an ingredient in some of the other dishes. So I know they've got it back there. So I might ask for a side of just raw avocado cut up and a, you know, spinach salad or something that they make. So there's, if you're willing to do just a little bit of legwork and investigate a little bit and think a little bit ahead and do a little bit of pre-planning, I think you're golden and you won't blow yourself up too much. And if you are living so much to the extreme of it, though, that you can't even enjoy yourself and actually enjoy the trip and be where you are, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's great advice.
And everybody's capacity and comfort level in that is different, right? Some people listening to this might be thinking, my gosh, what this guy's doing and what they're willing to take is totally extreme. I would never do that. So, like, everybody's, but for me, it's completely easy, and it's a lot easier than what I used to do and teach people to do. So you have to kind of figure out you have to know what your outcomes are, what your goals are, and then you kind of have to figure out where your lifestyle stuff fits in and strike the balance. And I think that's why coaching is so important. It's important to have the help of somebody who's experienced it to help navigate and put the systems and stuff in place.
That's great. I feel it's never been a better time to be prepared to being able to Google ahead where your motel is going to be or whatever. And like you said, find the natural health stores. It must have been so hard without, you know, your iPhone in your back pocket with the location GPS turned on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the first 5, 10 years, I mean, even 10, 15 years ago, it was much more difficult. Now there's really no excuse nowadays. If you have a little bit of intelligence about your body and some intelligent flexibility that you're willing to apply to your life, with the tools and resources we have, individuals have never had more power and possibility to manage the results that they want to create for themselves.
Sure. Yeah, it just takes a little bit of effort. It seems it just takes a little bit of effort on your part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're good to go. Have you heard of Purity Coffee, my dad's new company?
I have. Yeah, I absolutely
buddy.
Have. I was super excited when they released it. We just got settled into our home here in the Keys. You know, we were living in an RV for 6 years, so having stuff drop shipped to us was a little bit logistically difficult. But now that we are home based here in the Florida Keys, I will definitely be having my Purity Coffee showing up
awesome.
At the house.
Yeah, I don't want Dave Asprey to get all the fame. We just we actually just got a report back that says that Purity Coffee is over 50% more healthy CGAs, antioxidants, than Bulletproof or any other coffee. I think it was something like 20 or 40 times the healthy CGAs of your Folgers or your instant coffees, those weird crystal coffees. So yeah,
right.
We got a report back that was rather stunning. So super excited about that.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I haven't tried it yet, and I can't wait to. And in fact, I don't even use any of the Bulletproof branded products. I've never used a single one of them. So I just always try to buy a good organic, wherever I can find the best. Again, I'm all about the best choices that are available in the moment and making that as easy as possible. So if I can find an organic coffee, and I don't use the brain octane or any of that stuff, I'll buy like Dr. Bronner's raw coconut oil.
Okay,
and I
do.
I will go that route.
I use the Bulletproof MCT. Should I switch off of that?
No, I don't think you should switch off of it if it works for you. I just like things in their whole food form. You know, when as much as possible, I like to use things whole and complete and that haven't been extracted. I'm not a huge fan of isolates. There are a few exceptions, but I don't like it when a company or a manufacturer takes a whole food product and they take something out of it in order to concentrate it or something else, because it's not in the form that your body can really recognize it. So if I can use a whole food form, I would rather. That's all.
Yeah. As nature intended, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, like I was just having this conversation with somebody yesterday. Like, there's the difference between like raw coconut oil and fractionated coconut oil is that they take the healthy acid out of the coconut oil so that it won't solidify anymore, and then they leave the toxic acid behind. So when you use that on your skin and stuff for extended periods of time, if you have hypersensitivities and you already have existing imbalances there, that can cause you more problems. So that's the kind of stuff I always think about when I go into putting stuff in or on my body. Mm-hmm.
If you had to give one piece of advice to the average person looking to improve an area of their life with health and fitness, what would that one piece of advice be?
The one piece of advice would be to hire a coach. Mm-hmm. Like, know what you want. Find somebody who's got the results and the experience with what it is that you want, and put something at stake. Invest in it. Because if what you knew how to do worked, and if what you were willing to do worked, you'd already have the result. And I'm a big believer in coaching, and I think that you need support. You need to. There's things that you don't know and that you can't see that are hidden from your view. There's obstacles up ahead that you don't know are coming. There are things that you will overcomplicate that somebody else can help you simplify because they've already overcomplicated it and figured out their way through. So that's what I would say, is find yourself somebody who's already got the results and the experience with what it is you want to create, and put something at stake with them. Invest something big in it and go all in. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just take it one step at a time. You know, focus on the present moment and just show up and do what there is to do every day. We can get very caught up in the past and in the future. I think it's important to have a powerful future to live into, because it's correlated with how we experience ourselves and how we show up today. But if we don't bring it back to the present moment and take the actions that are right before us and just focus on that, then we can get lost in the process. So hire a coach, stay present, do the work.
Awesome. That's great. Well, you mentioned a couple of resources. You were talking about Tony Robbins earlier in your life. The Warrior Diet, which is, you were looking for the author, is by Ori Hofmeckler. Do you have any other resources that you want to share with the life bookers?
Oh, man, I have a ton. But
just your
that'd
top.
That would be a whole other call.
Okay, let's do your top few.
So thank you. I would definitely say I love water ionizers. I think the best one available out there is made by the company Enagic, because they were the first in the industry to produce them. There's a lot of competitors, but they're the best one. So look into water ionizers and research them. There's a lot of conflicting information out there, but that's a really high leverage approach. Really good quality green drink. I like PH Miracle or Interlight Greens. They're one of the original green drinks that was created, and most of the others were role modeled off of it, or were role modeled off of a copy of it. And I've been using them for 20 years. They're extraordinary, good quality green drink. Manitoba Harvest hemp products are extraordinary. I love Dr. Bronner's coconut oil. I think it's fantastic. It's one of the best quality coconut oils for the money. Big fan of Yerba Mate tea. Security coffee, you already mentioned. I'm not overwhelmed with supplements. We use alkaline water, we use essential oils. You know, doTERRA essential oils are something that we're highly committed to and that we use in just about every aspect of our life. We use them. I use them in my tea and my coffee and my food, other things for my training and fitness. We didn't talk a lot about that, but that's something that's been super, super helpful and high leverage. I like to keep it simple. I don't use an overwhelming amount of supplementation. I like to keep it focused on whole food and activity. And then I just use supplementation to kind of fill in the gaps and boost things up. So I think that's probably the best I can give you as far as a few of my tops.
I like that. What are you working on? Do you have any projects that you want to promote, or anything you want to plug before that we wrap this up?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm just really focusing on, we just got settled here in the Florida Keys, and I'm just focusing on expanding my coaching practice. You know, I'm helping moms and dads who are overweight, out of shape, underachieved, unfulfilled in their physical body and don't like the person that they see in the mirror every day, and it's affecting how they're showing up as a husband, wife, producer, provider, you know, parents in life. I want to help those people really get that area of their life handled. So I'm working on expanding my coaching business there. And then we have a essential oil business with doTERRA that we're focusing on expanding, that we incorporate into the results we get for our clients. Those are our two primary focuses right now as far as what we're working on as projects. And then I'm looking forward to launching some exciting retreat style events down here in the Florida Keys that I'll be talking about later on this year. So that's what I'm working on.
It's exciting. Love it. I love it. So, Jason, you have a call to action?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually what I do is set up a quick time to go over your health goals, the different strategies I offer and how they can help, and then the different coaching offers that I have to see what's a fit for you. You don't have to invest anything, but if you have rapport and you feel like it's a fit and that I can help you get results, then I'll make you an offer and we'll go from there. And the best way to do that, yeah, and then I'll give you a link you can put below for people to click on.
Sure. So where can they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me at www.awakenhero.com/coaching.
Love it. I love it. Anything else you want to share with the listeners before you take off?
Just to say thanks. I want to thank John and Missy for creating this amazing community and this amazing resource. Lifebook has been incredible for my wife and I. We have we've had a lot of ups and downs, especially in the last few years, and having these principles and having these tools available to us has always helped us to navigate through and keep the balance in mind. In fact, I was just out, this would be interesting, I was just, I'm going to run this morning for a 30 minute short run before I started my coaching calls, and I was listening to another trainer in a popular men's program talking about how he created this men's program. He was talking about the idea got sparked for him because he was at this event where this amazing power couple teaches you how to tap into these 12 categories of power, and how he couldn't believe how great their life was, how amazing their relationship was, and he questioned whether or not it was even real. And when he looked into it further, he found that it was, and it completely inspired him about what was possible, and it led to him to create this whole movement that I am participating in. And I was listening to it, and I knew exactly who he was talking about, right? So I think it's awesome that you know, this community, this Lifebook community, made up of so many amazing human beings, moms and dads and parents and leaders in their own right of whatever industry they're in. It's really awesome the impact that it's having on the world, both known and unknown, and I'm proud to be a part of it and contribute to it any way I can.
Thanks, man. That's really great, and that's what we want to do with the Lifebook podcast. My dad took a step away from the company now that Missy is the CEO or the owner. But now I get to bring on, you know, we have more audio programs. I bring my dad on the podcast, so he's talking with the community members again. We get featured category experts like you. So I'm really trying to create some connectivity between this community, and I appreciate you helping me out.
I love it, man. Anything I can do to help support you guys, I really appreciate it. And thank you for giving me a space to share my mission and what I'm up to and my experience too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun stuff. All right, everybody out there, thank you for listening, all you Lifebookers. Yeah, just stay tuned for another episode of Lifebook Podcast. I'll be getting my dad on for Health and Fitness Month. Take care, everybody. Hope you have a great day. This is Jordan River and Jason Moore signing off, saying goodbye.